From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, says it would be ridiculous to work with President Obama on major immigration reform.
I think if we reach consensus on something like border enforcement, interior security, that's one thing. But I do not believe we should advance comprehensive immigration legislation with a president who has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue.
Ryan also tells NBC's Meet the Press Republicans have for too long been bold on tactics, but too timid on ideas. He says he plans to change that. Russia is observing a day of mourning and has grounded the airline whose Airbus 321 crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula yesterday, killing everyone on board. A top Russian aviation official says the aircraft broke up in midair, but the cause of the crash is still unknown. NPR's Alice Fordham reports European investigators have joined teams from Russia and Egypt at the crash site.
Egypt's Minister of Civil Aviation says French and German experts from the company that built the plane arrived this morning. Egyptian authorities are examining two black box flight recorders. More than 200 people were killed when the plane headed for Russia crashed about 20 minutes after taking off from a resort city. An ISIS affiliate operating nearby claimed responsibility for downing the plane, but they offered no evidence, and experts and officials are sceptical the militants have the capacity for such an attack. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is declaring victory in today's parliamentary election. His AK party regained the majority it lost in elections last June, returning the country to single-party rule. This despite deep divisions in the country between those who support Erdogan's crackdown on opposition and on the media, and secularists. Turkey is an important U.S. and NATO ally. Islamist al-Shabaab militants are taking responsibility for today's attack on a hotel in Somalia's capital. At least 10 people are dead, including a member of parliament and a general who led the 2011 offensive that drove al-Shabaab from Mogadishu. The BBC's Tommy Aladipo reports the attack began with a car bombing.
The bomb went off at dawn, with some Mogadishu residents saying it was the loudest they'd heard in a long time. It was followed by gunfire as security forces fought suspected al-Shabaab militants who attempted to take over the building. The high-profile clientele of the hotel is likely to have been the target of the attack. This comes a day after deadly clashes between jihadist fighters and troops from the regional coalition in Somali's Bakool region.
The BBC's Tommy Aladipo. Police in North Carolina are still looking for a suspect who shot and killed a student at Winston-Salem State University this morning. Another student was injured. The campus was locked down for several hours. Some areas are still restricted. This is NPR. Game 5 of the World Series is tonight in New York, and it's make or break for the Mets. As Matt Morrow of member station WFUV reports, the Kansas City Royals are on the brink of the championship.
As Kansas City moves within one game of winning the World Series, first baseman Eric Hosmer saw the same winning formula in the team's 5-3 Game 4 win over the Mets that he's seen throughout the playoffs.
Take advantage of a couple mistakes over on that side, and that's what we've been doing all postseason long, really, you know, just putting together a big inning, and you know, anytime they make a mistake, we capitalize on it, and that's what championship teams do.
Manager Ned Yost would love to close out the series in Game 5, but won't call the game a must-win.
It's going to be important, but it's not going to be the end of the world if we don't. But, you know, I think everybody's, going to come to the park ready to go.
A Game 5 win in New York would mean the Royals' first championship in 30 years. For NPR News, I'm Matt Morrow in Queens.
At today's New York City Marathon, Kenyan Mary Katani won the women's race, finishing in 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 25 seconds. Stanley Biwott, also of Kenya, took the men's title after 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 34 seconds. The man who is said to be responsible for the rapid fall of the Berlin Wall has died. In 1989, East Germany had planned to lift travel restrictions in phases, but when Günter Schabowski mistakenly announced they'd be lifted immediately, tens of thousands of people converged at the wall and guards couldn't hold them back. Schabowski was 86. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.